nuts. What is it? It's a crazy family series. That's what it is. Every Mother's Day, I launch into a family. Shall a child be born of him that's 100 years old? And shall Sarah, who's 90 years old, bear? He falls down. He's not talking to Joe the plumber. This is God Almighty. That's crazy. Tell you that right now. And God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant with his seed after him. Now let's look at something else that's crazy. Here's another crazy situation. Sarah laughed at God. So he laughed at God. Now she laughs. She's got to get her turn. Look at it. The Lord appeared unto him, to Abram, in the plains of Mamre, and he said in the tent door in the heat of the day. Verse 9, they said unto him, where is Sarah your wife? He said, in the tent. He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah your wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, to say the least, and well stricken in age. It ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Y'all know what that means? We won't go there. Here we go. Therefore Sarah, say it with me, laughed. How did she laugh? Within herself. Hey, I tell you what, I think laughing, falling on your face in front of God like that, laughing on the floor, I think that's a lot worse than just laughing in yourself, don't you? Say. Come on, but she laughs inside of herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? I mean, look, I'm old, but have you seen him? This is crazy. This is in the Bible. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child when I am old? Keep going. But Sarah not only laughed, she lied about laughing. At least Abraham didn't do that because he fell right out in front of him. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Would you say that with me? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I'll return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was what? Afraid. And he said, no, but you did laugh. Okay? Crazy family or what, say? Oh, yeah. I love this. And that's the beauty of God working in crazy families and in our crazy lives. Good things can happen. See, God's God and we're not. And that's the good thing when you know you're crazy. The Bible says this in the Bible to us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. The problem with Christianity so often in our lives is we become Christians and somehow we think we're holier than thou. We forget, like Mama, the pit that she was dug from. She never forgot that. And she was a powerhouse for Jesus. We need to realize God loved us crazy people. Amen. Y'all got that? Say. Yeah, come on, praise the Lord. Yeah, he loved us crazy people. Amen? Some of us are crazier than others. I understand that. But here's the beauty. Out of this crazy family comes this crazy verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Say that with me. Is anything too hard for the Lord? One more. Can we just shout it out? Come on. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Wow. I'm like, this is crazy good. Amen? Good stuff. Keep looking. That leads me almost to the end of the message. God's crazy mercy and blessing. How can God work with people like this? They're crazy. But he did. Y'all ever heard of Israel or not ever heard of the nation Israel? Say. You ever heard of somebody named Jesus? Say. Who came through that nation Israel? You ever heard of him? Say. You ever heard of King David and people like that? Say. Huh? Moses and all those. You ever heard of those people say? See, God's amazing. God's a great God. Nothing's too hard for God. That's what I got out of my crazy message this week. Verse 1, chapter 21. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said. That's why I really like to stay with the Bible. I'm not crazy about people coming up and telling me what God told them. Because I don't know if God told you or you told you. But I know the Word of God, God said it. I can anchor my heart in it, my belief in it, and I can stand on it till hell freezes over. But what you say or what I say, I don't have a whole lot of confidence in that a lot of times. But I tell you what, you can take what he said to the bank. And the Lord visited Sarah, say it with me, as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. She didn't hook up with the butler. Excuse me. Did it this way, just like he said. At the set time which God had spoken to him, and Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, that Sarah bare, called him Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham, say it with me, was how old? 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, I love this verse. I love it. She knew she was crazy too. Look at it. And Sarah said, hang in here with me. God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. Did y'all laugh today? Sarah goes, that's why I did it. Come on. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? Very graphic. For I have borne him a son in old age. Now, if you don't think God can do crazy things, I know this is a little crass, but you remember that image of that 90-year-old woman giving that, breastfeeding that kid. Next time you think God can't do something. You hearing me, church? Yes or no? I have a crazy God. God has crazy mercy and grace. God is a great God. He is a good God. All right? So I love this, and I love this last part, and I'm done today. Say it with me. God made me laugh, so all who hear will laugh with me. One more time. God made me laugh, so all who hear will laugh with me. Amen. You want to hear something crazy? What is it? Nothing. More Batman stuff. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. The craziest thing out of all these crazy things they did, I think the craziest one of all is God. God does crazy things in our life. Isn't he a great God? Who would have thunk there'd be a man named Billy Graham preaching on TV in 1977, and a drunk woman in Rockingham, North Carolina, would be sitting in an old squalor house looking at an old TV, drunk, and God wanted to have a little fun. And that word broke through my mama's heart. And he wanted to rattle my cage a little bit. And I came home and she said, we're going to church in the morning. Now that's crazy. Even crazier, she got up. Even crazier, I got up and went with her. Even crazier, we went back the next week. We've lost our minds. Even crazier, they loved us at that church. They welcomed us. Even crazier, the third week, my mama got up and walked down front and accepted Jesus. Even crazier, so did her hell-raising son. And he saved us. And you know even crazier than that? He wrote our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. He forgave my sins and mama's sins and cast them as far away as the east is from the west. And he remembered them no more. And he called me into the ministry. He is crazy. Is anything too hard for the Lord, church? Say, nothing's too hard for the Lord. Let's praise him this morning. Can we do that? Good stuff. Praise the Lord. Good stuff. I love this. Amen. Mixed nuts. If you think this was crazy, please show up next week. It gets crazier every single week. Crazy family. Amen? Come on, let's stand together. Thanks for being here today. You're a blessing to me. You must be a good church if I can preach crazy and we can laugh and at the same time we can learn. Amen? Did you get the message today? You got it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good stuff. If you would, if you're here with us today, if you'll hang in here with us, I know it's Mother's Day, but if you'll hang in here with us, I like to have prayer, and then I like to be able to lead people to Jesus through a prayer that they can say where they stand. And we don't want to not let that happen today. Amen? I'd be a sorry preacher. I'd be absolutely a lunatic if I didn't share Christ with you today and give you a chance to respond. Father, bless this word to our heart. Oh God, show us, show some in this place today who've never seen before your crazy mercy and your grace. Oh God, speak to hearts, I pray, in Jesus' name, amen.